another Fiancé Friday on our hand. Monroe, Fiancé Friday.
Fiancé Friday is when you have a special someone, mm-hmm. and maybe you guys are probably engaged, getting ready to plan the wedding, and then you think, you start getting signals. You start getting that gut feeling like something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something's not right. Are you cheating on me?
And sometimes they are cheating, and other times they've just been too busy playing Merge Dragons to pay attention to you. That happens as well.
I know. Tom's upset because I've been a little short with him, but I don't know why he just won't leave me alone to play my game.
You are playing Merge Dragons as we do Fiancé Friday right now.
Because I have to harvest my raspberries.
Let's say good morning to Elijah. Good morning, Elijah.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
I want to apologize for Monroe, first of all.
Sorry, Elijah.
Hey, man, kind of tell us what's going on in your life.
Got engaged to my fiance about a year ago.
Okay.
And it's been great as far as leading up to the wedding and everything. But lately, like about 2 months ago, something's kind of shifted. I know she's not cheating on me. It's my fiance's name is Maggie, but something's just not right. Basically, here's the deal. Her grandparents are getting up in years, and she's been looking after them, which I think is cool. And she's been doing that every Tuesday. So she has kind of this little schedule where she's off for, you know, most of Tuesday day and Tuesday night, you know, that's part of our routine.
Okay, so like you just know that on Tuesdays you're not going to see her because she's with her grandparents.
Totally.
Where does the problem lie? Like, do you feel like, is it because she's not home a lot that is starting to make you worry? Is it like, what is going on?
It was kind of like this one thing, but it really did surprise me because it's not really like her. So we were leaving the house around the same time, and we were going in a similar direction. She got on the freeway going the wrong way to her grandparents, though. So that was like a deer in headlights moment where I was like, what?
So she was supposed to go
like she made a wrong turn or anything. She was going in the literal opposite direction.
So you're telling me like she got on I-15 northbound when she was supposed to be going southbound, like something that big where it's like, wait. You're not going in the right way at all.
Yeah, not like driving northbound on southbound.
Right. Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. Yeah. Did you call her out on it?
Yeah, I said, you know, why are you doing that? Like, you didn't mention, like, to have to go grocery shopping or anything before going there. You said you were headed straight there. And when I asked, she said she wasn't paying attention and just accidentally, you know, got it wrong on the wrong entrance, going the wrong way. I don't believe that for a second. Yeah. Like, she is smart as a whip and, you know, just she's always on top of it. And I've never seen her, like, flustered in that kind of way. So
not to mention if you're doing it all the time. It becomes almost muscle memory.
Right. Like, it's hard for me to, have you ever done the thing where you have to take the kids to school or something that's out of your norm, and then you end up just driving to work?
Going
that way.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, this is like the every Tuesday thing, so you would think she would get on the right freeway. So do you want us to call up Maggie, and do you want us to offer a sensual couples massage and just see, like, maybe she was driving to someone else's house and we can kind of catch her in the act? Is that what you're hoping for us to do?
I mean, I just want to know what's going on. I mean, like, I get no, like, cheaty kind of vibes or whatever. But, I mean, I definitely feel like she's hiding something. I just don't know if it's, like, that serious.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, it's mainly to kind of, I want to break the ice and say what's going on.
Well, it's a good way to start by having us do it. We usually just get, like one of Maggie's friends' names so we can act like we had a referral. Do you have one you can give us?
Sarah.
Okay. You got that?
Yep, Maggie, then Sarah.
We will get Maggie's number from you. We'll call her up next, and we'll offer her that sensual couples massage.
Awesome.
Fiancé Friday, we are trying to help out Elijah. So Elijah's engaged to Maggie, and things have been going great until about 2 months ago. Maggie said, hey, every Tuesday night, I'm no longer going to be home. I'm going to be gone. I'm hanging out with my grandparents. They're getting sick, and I want to be close to family. Mm-hmm. And we get that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And it seems like Elijah was going along with it until one day he was leaving at the same time as Maggie. And Maggie got on the freeway not going toward her grandparents' house, which is strange. And then when kind of called out on it, she said, oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, my bad. Oops.
Which?
Was I going the wrong way? I didn't notice.
Man, I was all the way up in Ogden by the time I realized. So, hey, Elijah, did I get all that correct?
Yes, you did. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Hey, we're going to call up Maggie right now, and we're going to offer that sensual couples massage. I just need from you permission to have Maggie on the radio.
Yes, 100%.
All right. Monroe, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, is this Maggie?
Yeah, this is Maggie.
Hey, Maggie, how are you? My name's Monroe. I am from the JJM Massage Parlor, and I actually got your info from Sarah. So here's our deal. We are a new massage parlor in town, and one of our big mottos is we believe in, like, word-of-mouth advertising. So what we're doing is just offering massages to people, and we believe in our product so much that we think we're going to go tell everyone about how great it was and just kind of give us some word-of-mouth advertising. Would you be interested in a free massage?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so the massage that we're offering is actually a romantic couples massage. What we do is we take, like, you and a romantic partner, and we do, like, the hot stone massage, and we use the oils and all that in the same room. And then after the massage is over, we move you over to our serenity room, and that's where you and your partner just kind of get to spend some time together. We'll have some chocolate-covered strawberries in there. It's just, like, a really romantic environment. Is that something you could use?
Yeah, definitely. That sounds really, really nice.
Perfect. So what I need to book your appointment, we just need your names because we like to make, like, little name cards and stuff. So Maggie is yours. And then
And then Elijah is my fiancé.
Elijah. Okay.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yay!
Didn't even have to get asked. Was like, Elijah's who I want to take. Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So my name is John. You were talking to Monroe. Jackson's here as well. We do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1. In fact, Elijah, your fiance, is also listening in. Elijah, you want to say hi?
Hey. Hi, honey.
Hey, babe. What's happening?
Elijah, why don't you kind of say what's going on?
Hey, sorry. So here's the thing. This has nothing to do with me thinking that you're cheating or whatever. This is just the only way I could kind of get you to tell me what's going on. I know that when you went the opposite direction on the freeway, you know, where you said you mistakenly, whoops, forgot that you were going to your grandparents' house. Like, I saw this look in you, and I just knew you were hiding something. I just want to know what it is.
Babe,
like, I'm sure it's innocent enough and whatever, but I just want to know.
So, Maggie, I heard you kind of say, like, hey, you could have just asked me. So, I'm taking it there's not someone else in your life, right? Like, you're not...
No, okay. No. I just... okay. No, I'm not cheating. I've never been cheating, and that's never been on the table. I knew it would start a fight, and I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to deal. But I started volunteering for a presidential campaign, and so I'm working for Elizabeth Warren's ground team because I like her a lot, and Elijah does not agree with her. And I felt strongly enough about it that I was going to do it regardless, and I just didn't want to deal.
So you've been saying you're going to your grandparents' house, and you've been going and working for this political team.
Well, I have also been going to my grandparents' house because they do genuinely need my help.
It was like, you lied that your grandparents had cancer for Elizabeth Warren?
No.
She's like, they're at the campaign headquarters too. We're all doing mailers together. It's amazing.
It's not been a whole, like, the campaign is not very demanding. So I've been going to that, and then I've been headed to my grandparents' house and helping them get to bed and stuff.
Okay, so you feel like this is, like, obviously you did not want to bring this up because you feel like it's going to be a fight in the household.
Right, like, we've thought about this kind of stuff
before.
It's not going to be
a fight. Look, honey, if you want to end up giving away all the money we work our butts off for and become a socialist eventually in, you know, another 4 years or so.
Yes, that's what I want.
Like,
we can figure it out. You're so smart.
Call a spade a spade. I mean...